The Army is still investigating the death of an Alaska-based soldier who died under suspicious circumstances on deployment at an outpost in Afghanistan. Private Danny Chen was found shot to death in a guard tower there last month. Investigators are working to determine if it was a suicide or homicide. Danny Chen's death has gotten a lot of attention from media in New York City, where Chen's parents live. New York Times reporter Kirk Semple wrote a piece recently. He did dozens of interviews for that story, including several with Danny Chen's friends and family members. He says Chen's parents are frustrated with the investigation.
The Chen family has felt like they've been in the dark. I think they are quite mystified about the military, generally speaking, and specifically about how these sorts of investigations unfold. So they express that to me. I mean, above and beyond the most essential emotions in this sort of circumstance, such as this feeling of great loss, sadness, mixed with anger and confusion.
The family has been adamant that they don't believe their son committed suicide. What did they say to make that case with you?
The family said he was a well-adjusted, happy kid, and not somebody to express sort of deep sadness, the kind of emotion that might drive somebody to take their own life. But then again, I think a lot of suicides, and I'm no expert in this realm, but a lot of suicides take a lot of people by surprise, including those who are closest to the victims.
Did they express that they think or believe they will eventually learn the truth?
They want to learn the truth. I think the idea of this being private, though involving somebody they love so dearly, that was so close to them, their child, it frustrates them to the point of suspicion. You know, at the same time, I should say my impression from everything that I've seen and everything that the military has said and shown me, I have the sense that the military is taking this very, very seriously and is doing everything possible to understand the full truth of the cause of Danny Chen's death and the circumstances surrounding it.
How are family members coping with his death?
Very well, actually. I was impressed with the resilience of Danny's parents. They are first-generation Chinese immigrants. They don't speak English, which has further isolated them from this process. They're working class. Danny's father has been a restaurant worker his whole time in the United States. His mother's worked in the garment industry. But they have a large extended family, which has rallied to their support. And beyond the family itself, there's a big group of friends of Danny's and their parents, and sort of the broader community of Chinese immigrants in which they dwell. And so there's really been a rallying around them, which has been pretty remarkable to behold.
Have you been able to determine how his death is being viewed by the Asian community? You mentioned a lot of support from the larger Asian community in New York, but have you been able to gauge any sense of how they're seeing this death?
My sense from the dozens of interviews I did in preparation for this particular story indicate the broader Asian American community is sort of rallying to their support, and in doing so, for putting the military on notice that they are watching everything the military does in conjunction with this particular case, and that unless the results of the investigation are to their satisfaction, they will continue applying pressure. I think it remains to be seen what they mean by that, but Asian American advocates and activists within the community have been rallying around the family and have sort of picked up this particular cause to make sort of larger points about the treatment of Asians in the military and the relationship between the military and the broader Asian American community.
And Kirk, what kind of reaction have you had to your piece?
Far more than I expected, actually. I was really surprised by the response. a wide range of readers contacted me through email and by phone, generally commending me for the story. There were military family members. There were Asian Americans who were writing and saying that they had concerns about the military. They were prospective recruits and they were considering it, and now they were reconsidering their decision to join the military. I was contacted by people within the Asian diaspora, and specifically the Chinese diaspora here in New York. Military veterans wrote. It touched a nerve. I didn't quite expect it to.
Kirk Semple is a reporter with the New York Times.